But if you attacked me because you think Cody Rhodes is your friend, that's not fine at all. Cody is nobody's friend. He doesn't know how to be friends with people. He's a liar, a manipulator, a politician. I did say hear me out, as long as you're listening. When you were out for 2 years, major back surgery, I guarantee Cody was in constant contact with you, always on the phone, checking in, and you gave him all the details about what was going on with your recovery. And Randy, that wasn't friendship. That was intel to use against you. You remember what happened at King of the Ring in the final, yeah? When Randy Orton hesitated to punt Cody Rhodes in the head because he's your friend. Well, Cody didn't hesitate. He went right for your back. He attacked your back because he knew how to hurt you, and he knew how to hurt you because you told him, Randy. You gave him the answers. You know it's true, and you know it's true, Randy. At this point, look at me, Randy. I can see you thinking. At this point, if you believe he's your friend, you're naive. Randy, at this point, if you believe Cody Rhodes is your friend, you're an idiot.
Orton's got McIntyre where he wants him. Vintage Orton with a dripping DDT.
Those mind games of McIntyre just bounced off the Viper and pulled out the worst demons.
Randy going to that place where he hears the voices stalking, targeting McIntyre. Now a security, along with some officials, heading in from the back to prevent this from going even further.
McIntyre just seconds away from tasting an RKO 2 weeks in a row, and thank goodness the security got here in time.
Now they've got to get Randy out of here.
Good luck with that.
Randy!